Before we dive into today's episode, did you know that your stress response is unique to you? Your hormones, your genetics, your lifestyle all play a role in how stress affects your body. My name is Mona Sharma, celebrity nutritionist, and that's why I created the Stress Personality Quiz, a simple, science-backed tool to help you understand your stress type and how to manage it. Go ahead and take the quiz now at monasharma.com/quiz. Welcome to Rooted in Wellness with me, wellness advocate and holistic nutritionist, Mona Sharma. Together, we will take a journey to discover natural healing practices from imbalance to balance, guided by ancient wisdom and modern scientific insights. I was raised living summers on an ashram, so I learned early on that food is medicine and your kitchen is your greatest source of healthcare and prevention. After facing two heart surgeries, anxiety, and weight challenges, I discovered that just because your symptoms are common doesn't mean that they are normal. Together with some incredible guests, we will explore the power of our mind, body, and soul connection, returning to our roots to rediscover our greatest well-being. What if the reason that you're feeling tired, foggy, or off, even after all the supplements, the sleep hacks, the green smoothies, comes down to something as simple as minerals? In this episode, I sit down with my friend Caroline Allen, co-founder of Beam Minerals, to explore one of the most foundational yet overlooked aspects of healing, which is mineral replenishment. We talk about why minerals are the spark plugs for your cellular energy, how modern living has quietly depleted them from our food, our water, our bodies, and how rebalancing them can really shift everything from our gut health to our hormones, our sleep, and emotional resilience. We also discuss how a few drops of plant-based minerals help to recover from years of chronic symptoms, burnout, and gut issues. And together, we unpack how to gently restore your body's ecosystem using nature's original medicine. If you've ever felt like your body is running on empty, or if you're doing all of the right things but still don't feel well, this conversation is your reminder that healing doesn't have to be extreme. Sometimes it starts by giving your body what it needs, what it's quietly been craving all along. Caroline Allen is the co-founder of Beam Minerals. She's a passionate advocate for cellular health through plant-based mineral replenishment. Caroline blends personal experience with deep research to empower people to reconnect with nature and nourish their bodies at the root level. Let's dive in. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to share something that has become a daily staple in my wellness routine, especially now that we're in the heart of summer, and that's Symbiotica. You've heard me talk about how I'm always looking for ways to support my body in a gentle, consistent way, especially when life gets busy or when travel picks up. Taking Symbiotica supplements has made it so much easier for me to stay connected to my health goals, no matter what the season may look like. Right now, I've been loving their new Irish Sea Moss. It supports gut health, smooth digestion, and that natural skin glow that we all want. I also never skip the liposomal glutathione. It's one of my go-tos for skin health, healthy aging, and digestion. And when I need a little extra support for focus or restful sleep, I turn to their magnesium L-threonate. I take them first thing in the morning with a big glass of water. It's simple, it helps me feel grounded and nourished all day. If you want to try them, head to symbiotica.com/Mona Sharma. That's symbiotica.com/Mona Sharma, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. I'll also link it all out for you in the show notes. Caroline Allen, welcome to Rooted in Wellness.
Thank you so much, Mona. It's so nice to be here with you.
So I have to say, you were the founder and CEO of Beam Minerals, one of my absolute, I'm late to the game, my greatest findings, I would say, of this year in terms of how I felt and things that I've added to my client protocols and stuff like that, because I've done the deep dive now into minerals since meeting you, thanks to our dear friend, Dr. Mindy Peltz, our super connector. So before we dive into all of that goodness and why everyone I'm learning should be taking minerals, Rooted in Wellness is all about ancient wisdom in our modern world and really how we can become more rooted And when I say rooted, it's rooted in ourself and in our life and kind of this inner wisdom that we know that our body has to heal. So I always start off this episode by asking, what are a few rituals that you have in your life that help you feel really rooted?
Such a sweet question. The biggest one for me is that every morning when I first come to consciousness, I do a practice from something called Ho'oponopono, which is I connect with my inner child, if you will. They call it the Unhapili. And I talk to her about the day and what's going to be happening today. And I ask her what she needs today and what would help her and if there's anything she really doesn't want to do. And, you know, we have a little conversation, negotiation, information sharing. Sometimes she's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. And then what I've learned over the years is that if I actually listen and make that change, that everything flows in the day. If I try to force her, this subconscious part of myself, to do something that's not in flow, I'm swimming upstream and it's problematic. So that's my daily practice. That's one of my daily practices.
Caroline, that is so special. You're you're the only one so far who said that. And I have to go deeper on that because it is so special. Was there a point in your life where you had to make the decision to do that inner child work to be able to meet her again?
Yes. And it was not easy. So, you know, the first time that I tried this, it was actually at a Ho'oponopono workshop, which I ended up teaching Ho'oponopono, which was not something I asked for, but I was asked to do it. But when I first went and I first did this exercise where the whole part of the exercise is you sit with your inner child. Wow. And she did not show up.
Yeah.
You know, I had spent so many years kind of what I say, throwing her under the bus and making choices, forcing, disciplining, making myself do things, pleasing others instead of taking care of her, which is myself. You know, clearly at that time there was a disintegration and now there is integration. So I don't think of her as other, even though we do have these conversations. So, but it took actually several years before there was trust and there was a sense that I would actually make different choices if it wasn't right, and I would take care of myself instead of others or a schedule.
It's so powerful. I ended up after nutrition getting into NLP because I realized on my first or second client calls, everyone was in tears talking about things that happened in their past life. And I know even for my own healing journey, you know, the food and nutrition and what we put in is just this little piece. And the second we have the freedom to deal with the inner stuff that is driving the decisions that we're making every day that might not be in alignment, because I was an expert at repressing that little girl. Oh, I'll deal with you later. Don't want to hear that today, right? I'll have you back to do an entire podcast on this. So thank you for sharing that. It's so special and so crucial to the work that has to come when you do healing. So with that awareness and the beautiful magic with Ho'oponopono, now you know what you need to do in the morning as this grounding ritual. And what I'm seeing today in today's modern world, a lot of people are treating their wellness like a checklist, and they might have daily practices or rituals that are actually uprooting them. And for people like us who show up as these experts, I think that there's awareness after you go through a healing journey. You notice when you drift from feeling rooted. Are there certain habits that happen in your life or things on your checklist that cause you to feel uprooted?
You know, the biggest one has been travel. So for my work, I travel a huge amount. And one of the things, you know, so I had this experience is I'd have all these practices at home that were, you know, life-giving and rooting. And I would get on an airplane or pack my bag and they would go out the window. And I've changed those dramatically so that, you know, now when I go travel, when I arrive, I rent a car and I go to the grocery store. It's the first thing I do, you know, so, and that's just one of many things. I bring a lot more stuff because I want to have those things that do take care of me. So I think travel is very, very hard. It's, you know, it's really come into my awareness how much fear exists in the container of travel. You just go to the airport, everyone's worried about making their flight and where they're going and do they have the right stuff and are they going to get fed and are they going to be comfortable? And there's so much fear. And I've just started, you know, really just talking to people in the airport. Hey, how you doing today? What's going on? You know, and suddenly it's like, oh, there's a person. Oh, okay, now. And it just lowers the stress level, whether it's the flight attendant or the check-in people or somebody in line, and we have a long line in the security line or whatever.
Yeah, the power of connection. And how beautiful too, because travel is so uprooting, from the food to the lack of sleep to the access to things that are on your wellness protocol to EMF exposure and all of those things. So that's a really, really good one to note.
And jet fuel, I think, is huge.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but things that we need to be aware of. And I asked that question so that people are aware of just thinking ahead. For prevention, we talk about prevention. It's not always about adding more things in. It's about just being prepared ahead of time. So to dive right in, let's start at the beginning. Why is understanding minerals at a cellular level so critical for healing?
Well, you know, it's so beautiful because you started the conversation talking about the ancient. And the thing that we need to understand is if you look around the room that you're in, everything is made of minerals. All of the structure in your body is minerals. Every structural element in the universe is made of minerals. If you took all the water out of your body, you would be a little pile of minerals. So that's how fundamental minerals are to everything animate and inanimate. So that's the first piece of it. The second is that at a cellular level, your body has about 37 to 150 trillion cells in it, depending on your size. And inside of each cell are these little energy generating units, or powerhouses. People call them powerhouses of the cell, the mitochondria. And there are a huge number of them. I want to give you a sense of scale so you can understand how much energy it takes for me to sit here and talk with you, move my hands, to think, as well as, you know, all of the hundreds of autonomic processes that are going on at any given moment in my body. All of them require energy, and that nearly all of that energy is generated by these mitochondria. Now, on the back of your arm in a single cell, you might have 100 to 200 mitochondria in one cell. In your heart, that's pumping all the time, in one single cell, maybe 5,000 to 8,000 mitochondria. And in a single neuron in your brain, you could have upwards of 2 million mitochondria. Okay. So think about all of these mitochondria that are generating energy. And then you ask the question, or I ask the question, what fuels mitochondria? It's two things: amino acids, many of which your body makes, synthesizes, and minerals, all of which have to come from the outside. So that lays out the basic conceptual framework of why minerals are so important in the body.
You know, when I think back to my own illness, any illness, I really think that mitochondria, although it's becoming a buzzword, I really think that it's going to become a framework that doctors are going to be required to assess. And we've had so many people talk about mitochondrial health, and I can't wait for us to get to a point where we can actually test mitochondrial function in our different cells and stuff like that. But to your point, I think that we can say when we're focusing on practices that optimize mitochondrial function, we feel better. And the way that you broke that down so beautifully is understanding what the body is made out of and what it needs. And when I said before, like, we're so consumed about putting so much in instead of the function. We'll talk more about supplements. And I love the beautiful pairing that Beam has with amino acids. Now I'm starting to understand it a little bit. Before our listeners, let's maybe talk about, like, what are some of the everyday processes in our bodies that might be going wrong when we don't have, when we're deficient in minerals? What are some symptoms that people can look out for?
Yeah. So it's really important for people to understand that when the body does not have enough minerals to generate enough energy, it's like a city operating in a brownout. Okay, your body's like a city operating in a brownout. So what does it do? It chooses the most important functions, and the other things start to go downhill, and you end up with chronic symptoms that include brain fog, Remember, in a single cell, 2 million mitochondria. If you don't have enough mineral fuel to fuel, to provide the necessary components for energy generation in your brain, you will experience brain fog. You might experience depression, a feeling like there's a weight, like a fog, like a weight over your head. I mean, a cloud.
Yeah.
Certainly cramping, all cramping in the body, all cramping, whether it's a heart attack, menstrual cramps, or a leg cramp, is mineral deficiency in a local area. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have inflammation in the gut. So when you have inflammation or chronic inflammation, really of any type in the body, is a sign of mineral deficiency, because the body simply cannot generate enough energy to do the processes to remove the inflammation in that particular area. It says, well, we'll just keep the inflammation at a low level. So you end up with a chronic issue. Skin issues, all sorts of skin issues, whether they're, you know, psoriasis or eczema or just dull skin, are related to mineral deficiency. You know, really my story, I think my personal story illustrates this really well. And if that would be a useful thing, I can tell.
Yeah,
that.
Let's talk about that. Like the symptoms that you just mentioned, I think in a daily conversation, we might, you know, somebody that you speak to today is suffering from those symptoms. And I have yet to hear one person say, oh, you know, maybe I'm deficient in minerals. This is something that I really need to look into. I haven't heard that even as a nutritionist. So I think the power of story is so important. I think that everyone sitting in that chair that I interview, it's your story that brought you here. So please do share.
Yeah. So it was about closing in on 15 years ago, and I was coming out of a corporate career, and I had two young kids. I was working 50 hours a week. It was very intense. And at that time, I had bad inflammation in my gut, even though I had been gluten-free for 7 years. But I was unable to get over the continual bloating, discomfort, and elimination issues. I could not sleep through the night. I would wake up 3, 4, 5 times a night. I had constant frequent urination. I had bad inflammation in my mouth. And then this was really critical, because I had very bad gingivitis, gum recession, and bone loss in my teeth. Mm-hmm. I had recurring sinus infections that came back every 6 weeks or so. Now, historically, I had an autoimmune condition growing up. I also had mold exposure, an intense mold exposure event. So I've had some things that were definitely attacking different aspects of my body, or making, you know, creating this chronic hypersensitivity with my immune system. So at that time, I met my business partner, and he handed me one day this little cup of liquid minerals. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, you know, maybe minerals would help you. I've got these minerals. So, and he had a small company and he was selling essential oils and these minerals. And I tried them and they tasted like water. So I took them every day. And after 2 months, I thought I might be starting to feel better. I was like, maybe I'm feeling a little better. And I went to the dentist and she looked in my mouth after having my teeth cleaned with no bleeding, no, you know, pain. And she said, what's happened? The tissue in your mouth is completely pink and healthy.
Wow.
And the pH has completely changed. And I was like, maybe it's these minerals. Then 4 months in, the other thing that I had was flatlined adrenals. They'd been flatlined for over a year. And I had been working with a naturopath on all sorts of different potential remedies to change this, and nothing had worked. My last appointment, she'd given me a prescription for hydrocortisone, which I was not going to take.
Wow.
So we did the test, and she was reading the results, and they were one third of the way up the chart, not just a little bit, but one third with their natural sawtooth pattern, which is also an important aspect. And over the space of 8 or 9 months, all of the symptoms that I described to you resolved.
Incredible.
And I was left with this huge, you know, curiosity. I mean, I've probably spent $100,000 on my health over many, many years trying to get better. And no one ever said, you know, maybe you're mineral deficient. No one ever said that.
And were you doing any other protocol? You mentioned the naturopath that you're with. Were you doing any other protocol at the same time?
I was doing all, I changed nothing.
Wow.
I changed nothing except for taking the minerals. That's the interesting thing. I will say that over time, my diet did start to change over those 8 or 9 months because number one, my sugar cravings, I'm not a big sugar eater, but I ate a lot of fruit. Mm-hmm. And I just started not wanting fruit. So my diet started to naturally change rather than trying to change what I was eating. I just naturally started to choose different things. And also because I started sleeping through the night.
Your cravings.
My energy started to return. You know, it's a cycle, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You give the foundational fuel and now everything in the body, all the biosynthesis process of thyroid and hormones and sex hormones and, you know, digestive enzymes and like all of like every biosynthesis process in the body requires minerals of different types, every single one.
And we'll dive into the fact that, you know, this is probably very much an issue of our modern world. But again, so you mentioned gut issues, which so many people suffer from, frequent waking up throughout the night, which so many people suffer from, frequent urination, which is interesting. I usually associate that with like food allergies and sensitivities, mold exposure, which is more prevalent, bleeding gums. And I'm thinking about even dental health of our children and adrenals, because so many people are so stressed today, all with this foundational aspect of minerals. And you mentioned the concentration. So we talked about the heart, the brain, and also the concentration of mitochondria in our ovaries. So I'm thinking about all women with reproductive issues today or terrible PMS. I don't think doctors are prescribing minerals either. So I wanted to hover in on that. Thank you for sharing your story. What a beautiful awakening too, right? I love stories like that because I think women, society, we're so sick and tired of hearing about these insane, hardcore protocols that people have to go on with insane fasting times and expensive procedures when you really talked about one foundational truth to the body, which is simply giving it what it needs. So thank you.
Yeah, and what's kind of happened out of this is a realization that we've been taught through our medical professionals and scientific, you know, perspective to think of our body more like a car, like parts and pieces and systems. And, you know, you need gas, add gas, you need oil, you know, things it like as if there's a tank for magnesium that you can just fill up every day.
Right.
What really became clear to me is that this body is a natural cellular ecosystem that is part of a much greater ecosystem of the earth. We are actually part of the earth's ecosystem. And inside our bodies, we have all these microbiomes that are smaller ecosystems. Even inside a cell is a separate ecosystem. So these, and the way that ecosystems work best is with small incremental changes and infusions over time. Large, huge changes in natural ecosystems are like earthquakes and volcanoes and forest fires and, you know, tsunamis, things that cause a lot of damage. So one of the things I'm really wanting people to begin to think about, and I talk about it in a book that I'm going to be, that's being published next spring. I talk about this complete change of perspective to thinking about your body as an ecosystem. And like that practice of the Unihipili, the child, each day, being gentle and loving with it.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break from this episode so I can tell you about a complete game changer in my wellness journey, iFit. You know how passionate I am about the science behind everything we do for our health, from the supplements that we take to the way that we nourish our bodies. Well, that same level of scientific rigor is exactly what drew me to iFit. This isn't just another fitness app promising quick fixes or trendy workouts that fade away. What sets iFit apart is their unwavering commitment to science-backed fitness. Every single workout is carefully crafted by world-class trainers and informed by real research. Whether I'm flowing through a Pilates session in my living room, getting my heart rate up with cardio, or building strength with weights, which I love, I know that each movement, each sequence, each recovery period is designed with intention and backed by evidence. Some days I need that gentle movement to support my nervous system. Other days I'm ready to challenge myself with something more intense. iFit understands that wellness isn't one size fits all. It's deeply personal. As someone who is incredibly selective about the brands that I align myself with, iFit has earned my trust through their dedication to combining cutting-edge science with accessibility. You've probably heard me talk about the importance of movement and consistency, and that's exactly why I love iFit. iFit delivers interactive, science-backed workouts with world-class trainers for use at home, in the gym, or on the go. Whether you're doing cardio, lifting weights, or Pilates, every workout adapts to your needs and your goals. It's fitness informed by science and made personal. Learn more at ifit.com. That's ifit.com. I'm a big fan of the word nourish. How can we nourish our bodies a little bit more? And it's funny, as a practitioner, I keep going through this lesson. You know, I go deep into Eastern and then I get caught in kind of the dangling carrot or the beautiful diamond of Western medicine. And 2 years ago, when you and I first met, I shared I went through mold toxicity. And sure enough, what did I do? I attacked the mold. I went through protocol after protocol after protocol, only to be left with, I would say, about a year and a half now of rebuilding my gut and healing my digestive system. I completely stripped my gut microbiome because I forgot that interconnectedness of everything. And funny, yesterday I did a video for my community. You talk about the cellular ecosystem. I think that the foods that we get from the earth and fiber, it connects us to our ecosystem. And yet what we're consuming and what we're eating, we are so disconnected from. We don't even know where our food is grown anymore. But let's use that as a segue to understanding why in our modern world are we so deficient in minerals? You know, some people out there might say, well, you know what, Mona, Caroline, I'm eating my veggies every day, so this can't be me. I'm doing my part.
Yeah, and this is the sad thing. So a 2018 study was done, and they compared foods grown in 1950 with foods grown in the early 2000s. And what they found was an significant decrease in nutrient values, and particularly minerals, but even also protein, and a rise in carbohydrate levels. Mm-hmm. So yeah. The sad fact is this is an absolute fact. You cannot get enough minerals from the foods you're eating, even if you're eating foods grown in your backyard organic garden, because this helps frame it, okay? Because so many people say that, but let's understand it. Let's say you grow a baby in your uterus, all of the structure of that baby, remember all structure is minerals, all of that structure comes from the minerals that are taken from your body to build that baby.
Yeah.
When a plant grows in the soil, whether it's a small little pea shoot or a huge like California redwood tree, all of its structure comes from minerals that are pulled from the soil via the roots. So in nature, what happens is the plant grows, sooner or later, it dies. And when it dies, it falls and it decomposes, and all of that mineral nutritional value goes back into the soil. But we cultivate, we grow plants in soil, we harvest them, we take them away, we store them, we eat them, and we dispose of their waste far away from where they were grown.
Yeah.
And then those soils over time become mineral depleted. Now, one could say, well, why don't we just quickly, let's just throw some minerals on the soil? And this is the problem, is it doesn't work like that. In the same way that it's not like super easy to get minerals back into your body by adding pills and powders and mineral drinks, it's also not easy to get minerals back into the soil in a way that is bioavailable for the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and to exacerbate all of this, we're now drinking bottled, filtered, distilled water.
Chlorinated. Yeah.
Or, well, hopefully filtered. So the chlorination has gone out, but many people do drink just tap water. Now, the one thing about tap water is it does have a lot of minerals, but it also potentially has all sorts of different toxicants, fluoride and fluorite, chlorine, et cetera. So we need to filter our water. But the problem, and think about it in nature, never in nature has there ever been water that was utilized by any cellular system that was devoid, that was empty, devoid of minerals. Mineral is a carrier, you know. I mean, I think it's Ayurveda that really talks about water. It's a carrier molecule. That's power. Now, if you take all the stuff that it's carrying out, it's no longer provides its full function in the body. So this is really, and this is what's really affecting children, because kids are drinking lots of filtered and bottled water, and they're really struggling with mineral deficiency. So they have brain fog, learning disabilities, cramping, coming up the sports field, struggling with athletic, all sorts of issues, you know, and other chronic symptoms. I think I just read a thing today that since 1950s to today, in 1950, 7% of children had chronic symptoms. Mm-hmm. 56% of all children today have chronic symptoms in the U.S.
Yeah, you know, things that should be front page news that should just stop the world from functioning, right? Whenever we hear about these stats around children, it's just ridiculous. And another one of those is just the quality of our soil. We cannot survive unless we've got some nutrient density to our soil. And we know that through industrial farming practices, stripping our soil of minerals, it's really causing that depletion. So thank you for, you know, painting such a beautiful picture on that. So people understand, and it ties into the concept of organic. Like if you were to think about walking onto a non-organic farm and you think that the food is okay, but you see this farmer in a hazmat suit spraying everything, you know, covering his face so he's not inhaling it, but that's okay for us to consume. I think that the organic question really, really matters. So it's important to think about the roots of it all and the synergistic approach that you mentioned. In these Eastern traditions, I love that you brought up Ayurveda, they would never recommend a vitamin, a mineral, an herb in its singular form because of that synergistic approach, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about that, about like the synergy that you guys chose with your minerals? So many people, let's just say, for example, listeners, if you're taking something like an excess of zinc, which everyone went through after COVID, that could cause issues with copper. And all of a sudden people are losing so much of their hair and their hair is turning white. Or if you're taking an excess of magnesium and the calcium ratios, like our body works synergistically. So share a little bit more on that.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to nature. So here's the beautiful thing, let's start here. So years ago, scientists understood that there was going to be an issue with mineral depletion in humans because they recognized the soils were depleted in the 1930s, that long ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they went in their labs and they did a lot of studies and they identified at that time 17 minerals that the body needs. And they developed something called recommended daily allowances. And you can see them on the nutritional facts panels on the back of foods and supplements. And the idea then gets extrapolated from that, you know, if somebody needs a certain number of milligrams of magnesium or calcium or zinc or whatever per day. Now, the first thing I want people to understand about that is that minerals don't work alone. Every single mineral has a direct relationship with 1 to 10 other minerals. And they are absolutely not meant to be used alone. In nature, they do not exist that way. And where they do, it's actually a place where cellular life doesn't thrive. Mm. It's a concentration. Okay, so minerals are meant to be used by cellular life in these very balanced ratios. Now, Mother Nature didn't sit around and go, oh, I'm not sure how that's going to happen. Mother Nature designed the tools that were already formulated in the exact ratios of minerals that cellular life, all cellular life on this planet needs. And it's called these two substances are called humic and fulvic. And they're literally a technology designed in nature to support mineral and nutrient uptake as well as, and silt system detoxification for all cellular systems. So it's back to, you know, we can try and figure out the answer, or we can go to nature and go, how does nature do it?
Beautiful. Yeah, Dr. Zach Bush was on here a few weeks ago talking about a similar concept and this intelligence that we just are not looking to and the simplicity that could lay behind it. And yesterday, it's happening more frequently that I'm taking a lot of my clients off of supplement protocols that come from even a naturopathic doctor that includes 40 or 50 or 60 supplements, because they're not only taking the recommended protocol that they're getting, they're taking what they saw on Instagram, what they heard on a podcast, and just like overload to the body. And you think about the body's ability to detox. If we're not properly detoxing today, we're not getting, you know, quality sources of humic and fulvic acid from our soil. Here we are constantly just overloading the body and putting more and more and more and more and more in. That's going to manifest in symptoms also that people aren't recognizing because they're so focused on how they're not feeling well, right? And then you throw in a busy lifestyle, a mom or a dad who's juggling their kids and work and stress, and we just don't know that the source could just be mineral deficiency.
And also to understand how they really work, because, you know, there's a lot like the salt-based electrolyte craze. You know, we've got all these different powders and drinks and things that people are using. And what I actually want to ask people to do is take your salt-based electrolyte supplement that you use and feed it to your house plant.
See what happens. Ooh, that's good.
Because, you know, the correlation I like to draw, because it's really a picture people can think of, is think about a beautiful forest and you've got all this lush plant, you know, undergrowth, and you've got huge trees that are kind of seeking sunlight, and you've got enough water going through them. There's plants that are decomposing, bringing their minerals back into the soil. And it's a very lush and healthy environment. And that's a lot like your gut. Your gut is filled with all this microflora and all these beneficial microorganisms and things that work together, create, and you know this because you've been working on your gut health, you know, that when it's in balance, it's like the center of aliveness in your body. Now go in the forest, let's imagine taking a wheelbarrow of magnesium and half a wheelbarrow of potassium and another wheelbarrow of calcium and just throwing it out on the forest floor. And they're salts. And your gut is a freshwater system, like the forest, not a saltwater system. So you're putting all this salt and the plants in that area will not thrive, and it creates imbalance. So if you put magnesium, let's say you're using magnesium for sleep, you know, it will put you to sleep, or it'll make you eliminate. The reason, of course, it makes you eliminate is because you've got too much and it's a concentration. Your body's going, I've got to get rid of this. So let's create some diarrhea. But when you do that on a regular basis, like day in and day out, what happens is your body says, we've got too much magnesium here and I have to balance it with calcium and phosphorus, the two minerals that have direct relationships with magnesium. And when you're doing that on a regular basis, what happens? It takes it from your bones and your teeth.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had trainers of elite athletes come to me in the aging class, and they said, what do we do? Our athletes are experiencing osteopenia and osteoporosis because for so many years, they've been using high dose, mega dose magnesium, potassium salts in their body, and their body had to find a way to balance it.
Oh my gosh, that's good. I want to take a quick break from today's episode to ask if you knew your stress response is unique to you. Your hormones, your genetics, your lifestyle all play a role in how stress affects your body. My name is Mona Sharma, celebrity nutritionist, and that's why I created the Stress Personality Quiz, a simple science-backed tool to help you understand your stress type and how to manage it. Go ahead and take the quiz now at monasharma.com/quiz. Good. Yeah, supplements is big money. It's the Wild West out there, and so are electrolytes. And again, if you don't know what a lot of the ingredients are that are going into the electrolytes are, neither will your body. And if they're sweetened with some flavor, with natural flavors and stuff like that too, I mean, that's a great point. Put it on your plant, see what happens, see if they thrive or not. I think of it as rebuilding the terrain. So you painted that beautiful picture of a forest and the soil and the trees and the sun, and It's so front and center for me because I think that if our body has a gut that is, you know, optimal, and if we're getting the minerals that we need, it's like bringing the body back on track to do what it knows how to do, which is heal. And we're so focused on the fixing and the doing and the adding instead of just the nourishing. And after the LA fires, like we see nature grow back. It's a miracle. But what is it exposed to? The sun, the water, the air, and everything that it needs. And all of a sudden, life grows back and it fixes itself. It's beautiful, beautiful to witness. So let's start moving into to BEAM specifically. But first, can you pull back on hydration? You know, if you're speaking to minerals so much, talk to us about, you mentioned bottled water. We're getting chlorinated water. I mentioned chlorinated water because I was just in Toronto and you can literally smell it coming out of the taps. We now know that we're getting so much junk and medications and hormones through our water. So what's the best type of water to merge minerals with?
Yeah, well, you know, I always say reverse osmosis water remineralized with fulvic. And we can talk about fulvic and why it's so well positioned to remineralize water. But that's really ideal. So literally every time, I mean, we have a lot of reverse osmosis water here because we have a manufacturing facility that we use it in. But we use that water. And every time I just put a splash of fulvic in it. Now, it doesn't need to be much, just a little, because you're changing that water from empty water to being that carrier molecule. You know, there's so many people who they talk about hydration, they carry around that gallon of water. They're going to try and drink this gallon of water every day. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, what we want to shift people's understanding is from that is called irrigation. That is not hydration. Yeah. So if you think about, if you've ever seen a picture of a, you know, huge sprinklers on a field and all the water is running off, that's what's happening. And when that water runs off, it takes all the topsoil. In your case, it takes all the minerals out of your body. So rather than hydrating, and what we have to understand is hydration means getting water into your cells, into your tissues. So your skin puffs, you know, you get actual hydration of your organs, et cetera, of your digestive tract. If you're pouring tons of water through, and particularly with salts, so one of the unknown things about salt-based electrolytes is because your digestive tract is a freshwater system. When you use salts on a regular basis for hydration, what actually happens is you create irrigation because ultimately it irritates the lining of your bladder and kidney. It makes you urinate more, and now you're flushing. Mm-hmm. You're not hydrating. So people, and I work with tons of athletes who come to me and they're experiencing dehydration constant. They're using salt-based electrolytes. They're having dehydration, just deficiency syndrome and cramping. And we get them off the salt-based electrolytes and they're urinating constantly. And they're like, I drink so much water and I feel dehydrated all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're not hydrating.
Right.
And so for people who are listening then, in terms of the salt craze that's happening right now, can we talk about the quality of salt and, you know, salt that comes from the sea versus salt that comes from a mountain? There was just a massive recall on Celtic sea salt, right? Because of heavy metal exposure and stuff like that. We need to understand where these salts are coming from and the environment that they're in because we're absorbing all of that too.
Right. And you have to understand that sea salt, there's a lot of toxins in the sea now, I'm sorry to say. So,
got it.
You know, so the thing about, and I never want to talk badly about, you know, some of the salts that say pink Himalayan salt or, you know, some of the salts that people are using. And, you know, if you want to put a pinch of salt in your water, you know, okay, cool. But what we have to remember about minerals, and that's cool because you're providing some mineral content to your body. But what you need to understand is that minerals don't do their job unless they get all the way into the cells. So that's, again, back to Mother Nature's technology. The beautiful thing about fulvic is it represents a delivery system for minerals directly into your cells. Mm-hmm. So you put the pinch of salt in your water, it goes into your gut, most of it goes straight through. Such a minute amount of minerals actually gets into your body. And ultimately into your cells. So what we want to do is, again, recognize that putting minerals into your system, it's not about how much, it's about how bioavailable.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it's not about throwing companies or brands. I'm also cautious of doing that, but just being aware. I think that we just need to become more educated consumers to understand, where is this grown? Where does it come from? What is the quality? Because you consume everything that nature consumed also. So thank you for that call out. And for people who are thinking, maybe they're listening and, you know, they're hydrating a lot, they're peeing a lot. Now it's time to tune in. And I love what you said too, because people will hear now humic acid, fulvic acid, and then they go full force, right? And if these minerals do have a detoxing impact to the body, you said you added a very small amount. I noticed that. People tend to overdo it. What's the impact if someone goes overboard?
Well, here's the beautiful thing about humic and fulvic. So with regular minerals that are lab formulated and they're measured in milligrams, it is absolutely possible to take too much. Okay. And that's why they have dosage, the word dosage amounts on the back. Okay. Trace minerals, and particularly plant-based humic and fulvic minerals, are completely different. The amounts are very small. Their power is in their bioavailability. Again, remember I said that the beautiful thing about these substances is that they have all the minerals your body needs in the natural ratios that your body utilizes. Mm-hmm. So you can take more without creating toxicity or creating imbalance, because they're being put in the balanced ratios. Now, that said, humic and fulvic have different properties. And because they have detoxification capacities, it's good to understand them. Fulvic in particular does have intercellular detoxification capacity. And let's explain how it works. So fulvic is a very, very small molecule, and it's a very unique molecule on Earth. It is the only molecule that can change its polarity. And this is how it works. It's in your bloodstream, very, very tiny, much smaller than a cell. And your body recognizes fulvic as a beneficial substance. So it's floating around, and it's gathering minerals and amino acids and other nutritional elements. It bumps up against a cell wall, and the cell goes, oh, this is a beneficial substance. Let's let it in. And it carries that bolus of good beneficial things into your cell. And then it changes its polarity like a magnet, turning off a magnet. It drops those things off into your cell. It is literally a delivery mechanism for nutrients into the cell. Now the mitochondria, all those mitochondria are like, great, we've got some fuel. Let's go. Let's generate energy. Okay. So now it's in an opposite polarity. It travels around in the cell and it picks up cellular detritus just from operations and glyphosate and free radicals and nanoplastics and graphene oxide and viral detritus. And it carries those now out of the cell. And it changes its polarity again, and it drops those in the bloodstream. So it's this intercellular transporter just going back and forth, nutrients in, bio-waste and toxins out, nutrients in, bio-waste and toxins out. Hmm. And so this term for it is a flavonoid. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly effective because it carries 60 times its molecular weight of nutrients and then bio-waste and toxins out. So it makes your cells more efficient, and the whole, so everything you put in your mouth that gets digested and ends up in your bloodstream has more possibility of making it into your cells.
Mm. I love this. I have to pause this episode to share something that's completely transformed how I feel every single day. And it all starts in my gut. I'm talking about Pendulum's Metabolic Daily, and I'm genuinely obsessed. 88% of Americans are metabolically unhealthy, and so much of that comes down to our gut microbiome. If you're constantly battling afternoon energy crashes, sugar cravings, and that sluggish feeling after meals, Metabolic Daily can change everything. This isn't your typical probiotic. It contains live Acromantia muciniphila. It's an incredible next generation strain that most of us are deficient in. It literally strengthens your gut lining and helps your body metabolize sugars and carbs so much more efficiently. What I love most is how it makes me feel. My energy is sustained throughout the day. I'm not constantly thinking about my next snack, and I actually feel a little bit more full faster. It's like my body finally learned how to work with the food instead of against it. Plus, my digestion has never been better. What sets Pendulum apart is the science. They were founded by PhD scientists and doctors with the Mayo Clinic as their first investor. They're the first company in the U.S. to bring live acromantia to market using DNA sequencing in an oxygen-free facility. I'm so selective about supplements that I recommend, and Metabolic Daily has earned a permanent spot in my routine and recommendation to my clients. Go to PendulumLife.com and use code MONA, M-O-N-A, for 20% off all Pendulum membership first orders. That's PendulumLife.com with code MONA. Your gut and your energy levels will thank you. I'm so excited about the concept of just like cellular nutrition, like really working from the body inside out. And you're right, our ancestors probably just were exposed to, you know, maybe even microdosing fulvic acid and humic acid from soil and water, which we just don't have access to today.
Well, you know, when you see a pond and the water is brown, that is humic. Yeah. That is decomposed plants. That is humic in the water. Mm-hmm. So our ancestors in the wild, we're always encountering humic and fulvic. They're constantly ingesting it all day, every day.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they didn't wash their foods as much. I mean, everything, it was naturally part because they were closer to the ecosystem.
Right.
You know, so we've broken that cycle. So now we end up in this deficiency, you know.
And talk about a time that we need it the most, right? Just exposure to heavy metals that come from everything. And as I continue to look around my room, that was a great analogy. Look around you, wherever you are right now, and just look at what you're exposed to. Just the result of living in a modern world and being able to support our bodies where we can. Something that you're tying in there with the flow of water and river and the pond. I'm thinking of electricity and that activation. So what's the connection between minerals and the electrical charge behind them that really supports that cellular hydration and our body's ability to recognize them?
Well, I'm going to tell you, every single electrical communication that happens in your body requires minerals. If you took minerals out of your body, when you're severely mineral deficient, why do you think a heart cramps? Because that's electrical activity that cannot complete because of the lack of minerals. Do you see? So minerals carry vibration. I mean, really, when you get right down to it and you get into the quantum, you're talking about waves. You know, the physical minerals like the particle and the vibration is the wave that the mineral carries. And they're really, all minerals are just certain configurations of basic elements, you see. So
everything is frequency, everything.
Yeah. Carrying the vibration. So every single electrical activity in the universe is being carried by minerals.
What a reframe too, right? You know, for people who think that they're doing all the right things, but they're still not feeling their best. If we think about just the frequency of stress or anxiety or worry that we're all feeling every day, that alone is impacting the frequency of your cell and every cell in your body and its ability to function. And I love that you really talk about the heart here. Just after my heart surgeries, no one talked about frequency or hydration or minerals or any of these concepts with me. And if the heart, we know, is like one of the most concentrated areas of mitochondria in the body, gosh, what synergy, right, that we need to understand our mental function, and maybe the mineral deficiency would help us feel a sense of being able to cope or ease with our day-to-day lives because our body's feeling supported at the same time. So I think that that's such a key pillar for healing because I think the future is also quantum.
You know, there's lots of talk about the stresses coming from the outside.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, pollutants or whether it's work or whether it's, you know, relationship. I mean, it's all out there coming at us. But what I have experienced personally, as I have become remineralized, the bandwidth that I have mentally, emotionally, cognitively, energetically, vibrationally is much greater. So I am less reactive. I mean, my body sleeps because my nervous system isn't on edge. I say, how do you feel when you're hangry?
Yeah.
Now think about every cell in your body is hangry because it's mineral deficient. It doesn't have the fuel it needs. It literally takes your nervous system and amps it up. So when you provide full spectrum mineral replenishment to your ecosystem in this gentle infusion kind of method, your whole system can relax.
Mm. Oh my gosh, Caroline, you're such a great educator. Nervous system regulation and minerals. How many people are treating that as a foundation, right? Cultivating a body that can feel safe and function in order for your nervous system to come back on track. Ooh, that's a good one.
And this is why I say, you know, if you do nothing else for your health, you eat at McDonald's and you work three jobs and you're really struggling and you can't afford all this other fancy biohacking tools or anything, just get yourself some full spectrum humic and fulvic minerals as the foundation for everything, because that's going to help you remove the toxicants that you're getting in the processed foods you're eating. It's going to help you remove the glyphosate exposure that you're experiencing. It's going to provide more energy in your body for all of the functions, and it's going to give you so much support.
All right, so let's dive in. So people are really enrolled. And for people who are listening and who may not watch this, I want you to know that when I first met Caroline, we were at an event. It was like 9 o'clock at night in conversation. Your skin was glowing. Your skin is glowing. Your hair is beautiful and full. And I was like, what? I was just so, what is this woman doing? So, you know, go check her out. So we're enrolled. We're focusing our hydration. We're understanding that hydration is key and essential part to detoxification. So this is front and center for me as I look for a really great quality reverse osmosis company that doesn't use plastic tubes. It's not so easy to find. Maybe we'll dive deeper on that. And now we're really enrolled with adding minerals back in. So talk to us about the power of BEAM and how you incorporate BEAM into your day-to-day routine. If you want to hold up that cup of water, so this is what I put into my kiddo's water every single morning, and it looks, she's not drinking Coca-Cola. It tastes like water. There's no taste to it whatsoever. The water tastes really fresh. I notice that when I do, even if I do drink a massive glass of water, I'm not running to the bathroom at all. Talk to us about the power of BEAM and really about the formulation behind it.
Yeah. So we talked about fulvic, and this particular glass, I put some fulvic and our humic into it. Actually, I want to give it a quick overview of humic. And humic is the one that makes this glass of water brown. The fulvic is a golden color, and the humic is a brown color. The humic is a very large molecule relative to the cell, and it's an amazing molecule. It has a huge amount of surface area. I like to kind of describe it like a Velcro ball. It's an extremely strong electrolyte molecule with a huge amount of surface area, and literally moves through your bloodstream or your gut and gathers biowaste toxins, heavy metals, glyphosate, nanoplastics, spike proteins, graphene oxide, viral detritus, senescent cells, and all these things cling to it because of its electrical charge. And in fact, it makes a chemical bond with it. The term is chelate. It makes a chemical bond with heavy metals, and it also does something called adsorbing glyphosate, which means it actually builds a film around it, so it sequesters it in the molecule. So now this humic molecule gets, at a certain point, it gets so heavy that it falls out of solution, kind of like precipitation, like if you took a powder and mixed it into water, and then after a while it precipitates to the bottom. That's precipitation. And that's what happens with the molecule. It falls out of solution and it leaves your body through every elimination channel. So like most detox protocols that require certain pathways to be open, humic, because it was used in, it's designed for nature, it couldn't say, oh, well, it's only going to work if this cell is part of a liver, you know, or something. It has to just work. So it uses every elimination channel in the body, including tears, snot, sweat, saliva, breath, earwax, you're just sloughing off cells, and of course your urine and feces. But, you know, people sometimes will start taking humic and they say, oh, my sweat is suddenly really stinky, or my tears are really itchy, things like that. So
they're detoxing.
This is a sign that you're detoxing. Now, So remember, fulvic is this intercellular detox. It will take toxins out of the cell and drop it in the bloodstream. And then the humic molecule will gather those things and take them out of the body. Mm. So these two synergistic molecules work together to keep your full system clear. And I'm sure after my studies that one of the reasons I started feeling so well is that I'm sure that because I used to eat a lot of fruit and I didn't buy organic, and I'm sure it had lots of glyphosate, and I'm sure I was toxic glyphosate. I had glyphosate toxicity, and that also was remediated. So I was getting mineral replete, and I was also removing the glyphosate. One of the big problems with glyphosate is that it also removes iron, copper, particularly from your system. So it further depletes minerals. So these two molecules are in our products, and they're not lab formulated. These come from a substance called humate. Now, where does that come from? Imagine 65 million years ago, during the time of the dinosaurs, a meteor hit the Yucatan, and it killed 75% of all life on the planet in a few hours. And all of these rainforests around the Earth died and decomposed, and they became these humic substances. In the Himalayas, we have shilajit. In the British Isles, we have peat, which is like a clumpy soil-like substance. In South America, we have terra preta, which is a dark soil. And in the North America, we have substance called humate and also leonardite. So these are black crystalline substances that are incredibly mineral rich. They come from below the earth, maybe 10 to 12 feet. And they've not had any contact with modern pollutants. They have this full spectrum of minerals in this natural ratios. And out of that, we extract humic and fulvic. Now, what is having them separated and in liquid form gives you these incredible tools. So if you struggle with energy, or if you're an athlete and you need lots of electrolyte replenishment regularly, fulvic is a fantastic tool for you. It's going to increase all the nutrient uptake of anything you put in your body. And it's also going to support the regeneration of muscle and all of that happens during exercise and things like that. Incredible support for pregnant women before, during, and after pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Humic then becomes your detox tool. Now, there is one other aspect to humic that I should tell. I hope it's not going too deep, but it is important to understand. The other thing that humic does is that it increases cell wall permeability. So if you're in a room right now, imagine that's a cell and you're inside it. You're a mitochondria inside the cell. And maybe you have one door and one window. Well, so much can go in and out. But if you have four doors and four windows, suddenly lots of nutrients can go out. Lots of toxins can go out. There's much greater efficiency in the transportation of things in and out of that cell. And that's what humic does. It increases that. So you can see how they work together, humic as this increaser of the efficiency of the cell, fulvic as this intercellular transporter, and then humic as the remover of the garbage, Mother Nature's janitor, as I like to call it.
Absolutely.
And the one thing about humic is that it can, for people who are very sensitive, like you and I, who've had mold exposure or autoimmune Lyme's disease or long COVID, we have people who are very, very sensitive. And the beauty of having a liquid like this is it allows you to start very slow and go low and slow. You might start with a quarter teaspoon in a glass of a 10 to 12 ounce glass of water, and then slowly move up over time to a full half an ounce.
Oh, thank you for calling that out. It took me a long time. You mentioned shilajit. I went full force with detoxing at the wrong time. And oh my gosh, it's like I was hit with a really bad flu and I felt like I had fatigue every single day. So yeah, and I really did notice a shift. You mentioned sleep. It kind of feels like the analogy of just plugging your system back in. Instead of going out, and we think that it takes so much time and effort for us to feel these differences, it was like this subtle ability of what would happen if you got, extra 5 minutes of sleep every single night. Talk to us then, if people are to start a B Minerals protocol, we'll get the package and we understand the power of using humic and fulvic together, and then the addition of specific minerals. How do they work synergistically, and why is it best for someone to approach the two together when they start?
Yeah. I'm sorry. And you were saying when you're using other minerals as well?
Yeah. When you're using beam minerals specifically.
So, and first of all, we're actually just about to launch a new little kind of welcome packet for people that's going to really explain in more detail how to begin to use beam and also what you can expect over a period of 6 months or more, you know, so you can start to hone in on what you might notice. But what I always say is, first of all, and let's say there's two classes of people, the people who aren't sensitive at all and the people who are sensitive, and most people know themselves if they're sensitive.
Yeah.
And again, think of your body as an ecosystem. So you're going to be gentle and you're going to be loving and you're going to notice and you're going to be aware. And so for the person who just generally they can take whatever and they never worry about it, you can just pop that shot and be done. So you're going to take a half an ounce, which is a half a tap of both Electrolyze and MicroBoost every day. You can do it in the morning. You can do it in the evening. It won't break a fast. You can do it when you're fasting. You can do it anytime. Okay.
Okay.
Now, some people like to take Fulvic in the morning because, you know, it's going to be in your system. Now, other foods that you put in your system are going to be more bioavailable.
Mm.
But frankly, once Fulvic gets in your system, it stays in suspension and available for our liquid Fulvic for quite a long time. So, you know, if you're doing it every day, I'm not sure that that matters. I just put them in one glass and drink it. Then some people will like to take Fulvic, a Humic, the MicroBoost product at night. And again, just half an ounce. You can drink, if you're non-sensitive, you could probably just take it as a shot. If you're sensitive, you would take it with a glass of water before bed, potentially, because then now your body is activating all of its detoxification processes while you're sleeping. So that can be a good way. It's not necessary. If that just doesn't work with your lifestyle, just take the shot in the morning and be done. Now, okay. If you're a sensitive person, the recommendation, and I'm not specifically not saying this is a protocol, because minerals are not medicine. They are simply support to your whole system. Okay. Yeah. So this is just a recommendation for the sensitive person to start with the Fulvic, our electrolyzed product, for 10 to 12 days. Half an ounce every day. No one ever has any kind of detox responses to Fulvic. I mean, maybe three people in the lifetime of our whole company. And that was due to other things. Okay. Now, if you take a lot of salt-based electrolytes every day, so you probably have a lot of ambient magnesium, potassium, whatever else is in your particular version, in your bloodstream. When you take that Fulvic, it's going to become very bioavailable to your cells very quickly. So you're going to want to, you know, probably not use your salt-based electrolytes as much and slowly come off them altogether. You should not, once you're using B minerals, you should not need to take any other mineral supplementation. But because you're an ecosystem, you don't want to just do changes in big steps. You're going to slowly introduce and give your body this time.
Hmm.
So after that sensitive person takes the electrolyze for 10 to 12 days, now they're going to start with the MicroBoost. And they're going to just start with a quarter teaspoon in an 8 to 10 ounce glass of water. They're going to drink it over 15 minutes or however long, just not chug it. And you're going to just see how you feel. Do that for a few days. If you feel great, add another quarter teaspoon, and then just slowly move up until you're taking the half an ounce or half cap. If you're an athlete, you would end up taking more, and you'll use Electrolyze as your electrolyte replenisher, you know, putting it in your water bottle, using it as a recharge before or after your workouts or your training sessions, and you're going to use more Humic just because your body is working so hard.
God, I wish I knew about this when I was pregnant and having my babies. Now it's a big focus for my kids. So can you just shine light then for kiddos? They're exposed to so much at schools and all those plastics on soccer fields and glyphosate also. So what's kind of a safe introduction for them?
Well, most kids are not sensitive unless they are clearly someone has eczema or maybe, you know, some sort of clear autoimmune. The easiest way for kids of all types is just put it in their water bottle. It will not change the flavor. And I do have lots of parents who just in the morning, they line up the cups and everybody comes through, all the kids come through and take the minerals.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Lots of kids now are coming off the soccer fields with cramping and heat stroke, all sorts of depletion issues. So recently, I met a guy whose daughter she's like fourth in the country or something in the 400 meter. And from taking our minerals, she increased her time by 6 seconds, I think it is. Which is incredible. That is a huge change.
But it just makes sense, right? If your mitochondria are powered up, it's literally, they're plugged into a battery. So they're good to go. And I wonder too, for all the people taking so much activated charcoal, I've seen people just overdo it because it strips your body also, but maybe as a better alternative to, you know, before you go into a sauna and timing it that way too, you know, you're going into the sauna, your body's releasing all of these toxins. Maybe that's a good opportunity for fulvic and humic also.
You know, we talk with so many red light sauna companies.
Yeah,
and they all swear by our minerals, and particularly, so the way we talk about it is take the humic, when you're doing a red light sauna, you would take the humic before the sauna to support that removal of the stuff from your body. And afterwards, to recharge your system, you would take some fulvic, you know, put some in your water. You know, so the thing about things like zeolite and charcoal is that they are non-discriminatory. They just remove stuff because it's like that very porous surface that just things get sequestered in there or get caught in there. That's not, you know, again, I just think that the humic is much more intelligent, and that's not a claim. It's just, it has more, the way that it works at a chemical level is much more intelligent than something like a just standard binder like zeolite or charcoal. I'm not saying there are times when those are really useful to use.
Of course, yeah.
But the humic on a daily basis is going to just continually, gently detoxify your system.
Yeah, I really love that you've merged the two together because it does tie into just not only the synergy within the body, but the intelligence that the body could really use them in for healing. And for listeners, so you're thinking about restoring the mineral balance in your body. We've talked about organic food. We've talked about purifying the air that you breathe and the water that you're consuming, now using these increasing fulvic and minerals, sorry, humic and fulvic acids, but also your MicroBoost product as well. Consider integrating it into your life. And when people buy the two bottles together, you sell it as a set. Is this a month supply? Is it a 2 month supply?
It's a 2 month supply. Yeah. And we thought of making, you know, a 1 month supply, but then that's more plastic in the world. And just so you know, we are working really hard to completely get out of plastic. We're working with a company in England that is creating a bottle that is completely, has no plastic. Well, actually the very top, the rim has plastic. Other than that, no plastic. Beautiful. The thing I do want to, for people who are concerned about nanoplastics, and I understand that and should be, we have actually tested our product, put it in the bottle, let it sit in the bottle for 6 months to see if there was any difference in the material, in the liquid, zero difference. So the HDPE of our bottles is very non-reactive. And I don't mean to argue with anybody about nanoplastics. I am still very concerned about them. But the beautiful thing is the humic removes those nanoplastics from your system.
That's such a good call out. Thank you for sharing that, because I know that will be a concern, but I love that you're working on it. I love the transparency of your brand. I love the education that you give. Anything else that you're missing in terms of the studies that you've done with using B minerals that people should be focused on for restoring that mineral balance?
You know, I think that, you know, I'm not sure really the best way to answer that, but I think the main thing for people to understand is the best way to utilize minerals in your body is in balance. And the best way to do that is put them in a balanced way. So rather than trying to think that any doctor or in really smart practitioner or trainer or you are going to be able to know what your body needs at any given moment, yes, you might feel deficiency and you might feel depletion, but it's so much better to just put the minerals back in the balanced formulation by, you know, natural formulation. Now your body gets to decide what it needs, when it needs it, where it needs it and how it needs it, because your body is just continually infused with all of the minerals.
Oh, I love that. I think a lot of my clients know this about me, but every few months, I take a break from taking all supplements unless I'm working on something specific. And honestly, I've stuck with B minerals during that time. And then I question, I feel pretty good. What else am I throwing into my body that I don't need? So just consider that bringing back your body's ability to just function at its best and trusting in nature and what nature used to give us. And let's make that connection again. For listeners, we're going to link out everything below. Please do check out Bean Minerals. We're going to link that out. I want people to hear your amazing education that you have. Do you engage with people on Instagram? Is that at Caroline Allen?
You know, I don't do any kind of regular engagement, but we have been doing a thing. We're starting a thing called Ask the Mineral Geek. And we're hoping to get that started very soon. But I do want to say, you know, our customer service group, they're not just, you know, people answering phones or whatever. They are very knowledgeable. We spend a lot of time really, and they all take our minerals themselves. So, you know, please feel free to ask your most difficult or challenging questions of our staff. They love to answer them, and they really love people. And I also am available if, you know, people have, you know, want to have a deeper conversation. I'm always available and you can ask for that contact.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. All right. I want to wrap up this episode with just a few rapid fire questions. In your opinion, what's one of the most common mistakes that people are making with their health?
I really think the most common one is, I'm sorry to say it, but I think it's taking salt-based electrolytes daily.
Thank you. Save your money. What's one of your most favorite ancient healing remedies outside of minerals?
Curcumin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's funny. That's one of the things the studies just keep getting better and better, isn't it? Oh, that's so great. If you could leave listeners with just one takeaway about what you're most excited about right now, what would it be?
I am most excited about bringing the information to people about their body as a natural ecosystem and how they can support it at the most fundamental level with minerals.
I love it. Caroline, I'm so happy that I met you. Thank you so much for your wisdom. You are brilliant. I can't wait to have you back. I can't wait to hear the feedback from our listeners on Beam Minerals. Please go check them out, and all the links will be below. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Mona.